When will you be satisfied in life?
When I have a full family, probably.
Why do you think a family is going to do it for you? What,
I mean,
what will a family like, of your own do for you that you don't already
blah,
have?
Blah, blah, blah. I can go into, like, money doesn't buy happiness and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if you have a family, that means, like, you have something to pass on, you know?
Uh-huh.
You feel me? And, like, when you have money, that would be sick. Like, I'd love money, but, like...
I
would hate to be, like, an alone rich guy, you know what I mean?
Just, like, you have money to do whatever you want, but just
because yeah,
you have, like, no one to do it with, like...
No one to do it with, yes, exactly.
Then you're not actually having any fun.
Mm-hmm.
Very sociable person, Dave. Good.
Okay.
Huh.
Like, yeah, because, like, if I have kids, that'd be, like, sick.
You could do all the fun stuff with them, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even have to... Oh, sorry.
If you have kids, or, like, a family, and, like, a wife and everything... Probably gonna have to work like a decent amount of the time just to like be able to have the privilege to do even just a couple of fun things with them. So, do you think you'll be more satisfied if you're like working like I don't know how many hours a week is average, like 40-50 hours a week to support your family, but you also have their adoration and you get to do fun things with them sometimes?
Like, you think you'd yeah, be that's kind satisfied? Of what I was gonna say. Like, I don't even think I'd have to worry about like being rich because obviously that's like a hard goal.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if I'm a working man and I still have, like, a family, that's, like, still, like, achieving it, kind of. Because, like, my parents, like, they're still working, like, 40 uh-huh. hours, and I don't see my dad till, like, 4 p.m. and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he's still, like, happy, and, like, I want that for my family.
Hey, well, I was just thinking, because I remember, I don't know when I decided this, probably, like, 2 years ago. I just decided that, like, and I'm probably going to change this, but that I don't think I want to have any children. And, of course, I'm saying that right now because, like, I don't have any positive experience with children, really. Like, as a teenager, of course, my only experience with children is, like, basically looking down on them and being super annoying. And they're just kind of, like, I don't want to participate in that. But... It also makes me kind of think, like, that's the only logical thing for me to think based on my experience, but when I get older, like, my opinion might change, so I don't know if a family is going to be part of what satisfies me in life, but I just, like, the conclusion that I came to, basically, was that, children are just too... I think I'm mature enough to admit that children... are, like, too much a responsibility for me. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm just too selfish to have any, to have any children. Like, I would not teach them well, and I would not devote my time to them enough. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I'm a strong enough human being.
I mean, I understand that. Like, everyone, like, not everyone's, like, suited for kids. Like, uh-huh. I just kind of always wanted one because, like, I've seen my parents, and they're, like, I hope they're happy, uh-huh. and they have kids, and, like, they've made it work, which is sick.
I mean, if you see, like, the standard model for success in society, and like not to demean it, because, I mean, if it's a standard model of success for a reason, I guess, but everyone has, like, guys who are middle-aged usually have, like, wife and kids, and that's what they say makes them happy. Mm-hmm. So, if that's the example that you've been seeing, then, like, yeah
like, it's like, you see the fulfillment in their eyes, like, maybe they're not, like, successful, like, millionaires.
Uh-huh.
But, like, and I don't think anyone can actually fully be, like, satisfied, but, like, mm-hmm. I feel like a family is, like, a big portion of that, because through thick and thin, like, your family is your family, and, like, whether you're, like, fucked or not, like, financially, you're gonna wanna be with your family.
Tangent, because I remember you just said, if I have one child of my own, and for some reason the quantity, like, struck a chord with me. Do you know how many children... You said, if I have one, like, child of my own... I don't think you said one child, but you said if I have one of my own. So, my question basically is, how many children in an ideal world did you have?
I've thought about this. I want to say three.
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 Did you pick out the genders?
No.
Did you pick out the names?
No. I'm not a psychopath.
did you already pick out the woman that you're going to have these three children
with? Yeah. I've been scouting out some women for the past few months.
At least you're well prepared.
Yeah. Like, obviously I don't want to, like, get, like, I'm only, like, a teenager, so I don't, uh-huh. I don't want to get, like, tied down right away, obviously. Uh-huh. Like, my parents got married pretty young. Like, they got married when they were, like, 24. 20s.
Okay, yeah.
23, 24. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. They were married young, so, like, and, like, that's fun and all, but, like, like, I understand, like, kids, like, take away a lot of stuff. Like, if I had a mm-hmm. kid, I wouldn't be able to, like, do everything I wanted. I feel like to be happy, like, you have to, like, enjoy yourself at first in the beginning, and then, like, you have to enjoy yourself in the beginning, and then, like, I don't know, like, let the family, like, just happen, because...
In the end? My, yeah. When I was younger, my mom's friend Stacy basically told me that, like, I don't know why she told me this, because I was still relatively young, but she was like, Connor, don't get locked down into a relationship. I remember she said, don't let any woman lock you down until, like, I was in, like, my 30s or something, like, late 20s, early 30s, because she was, like, traveling the world, basically, is amazing, and it gives you so much perspective, and it's fun and adventurous, and you'll learn so much. So, maybe that's partially what has inspired me, because I think that if I don't have any children, like, I would like to travel places and see new things and have new experiences. Yeah. Do you think, what do you think about travel? I guess...
I always wanted to go traveling, uh-huh. and, like, I think I would love to go traveling, like, in my early 20s when I'm young and, like, uh-huh. a young bachelor. But, like, I feel like even though, like, it'll be rocky in the beginning with, like, babies, because you can't really go traveling with, like, uh-huh. toddlers. But when they get older, I think it'd be fun to, like, share experiences.
As a family. Okay.
As a family, like, mm-hmm. you go to, like, a different country and, like, you get to enjoy it, but you also get to see, like, your son, like, smile. And I know I'm a kid, so I shouldn't be, like, talking about, like, having a son, because I am a son.
I mean, your father is a son, too, and he has children, and he seems really happy. Yeah, I know, but,
like, I'm not even, like, I've never seen a girl. Like, I don't know.
As much as I don't know what I'm talking about either, we'll figure it out eventually. Like, do you think... I don't know. I feel like I keep asking you questions. I'll ask this one to myself and see what comes up. Right. So, Connor, do you feel like you should be satisfied with your life as it is, or do you feel like there's some final goal that you should be reaching later in your life? And I guess that what I should say is, like... there always seems to be, like, something in the future. In the 17 years that I've been living, there always seems to be some sort of thing in the future that seems to be, like, my next goal. Like, it's like a treadmill and you never reach, like, the carrot on a stick, basically. Uh-huh. But, like, when I was, like, a young kid, it was always about, like, oh my god, I'm gonna be in high school one day. And now, like, I'm gonna be in college soon. And I imagine once I get in college, it's gonna be about, like, finding a full-time career eventually, or, like, a family or whatever. Yeah, exactly. So, I just feel like it's important, like, you might always have these new life goals. You might always have these new life goals to try to explore, but you should also, like, let yourself live in the present moment, basically, because I think that right now, like, with everything that I have, even though it's not, like, I don't have, like, anything... I don't have anything complicated. I have basically most normal things probably a 17-year-old teenager has, like, a group of friends.
Homework.
Yeah, a group of friends, homework, a good family, like, hang out with my friends on weekends, do work during weekdays, video games and stuff. And I feel like, although I'm not doing anything, I guess, that society would call magnificent, I'm still, like, I'm satisfied with the position that I'm in, but I still want to strive towards something greater. And I feel like if I was doing what I'm doing right now,
so you're cool
forever.
You're cool being single? you're satisfied?
I'm basically... What I'm saying is I'm cool being single, but I will eventually be single and ready to mingle. So
you're not ready to mingle yet?
You better get ready.
Oh. Well, like, yeah.
I've already mingled.
Like you were saying, I think you should be, like... What are you... Satisfied? Like... just live in, like, the moment, be satisfied with what you are right now.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm not, like, in a rush to get kids. Like, kids can fuck off right now because
I
still got to figure out myself. Uh-huh. But in an ideal world, I'll have, like, I'll die with, like, 3 kids and, like, a decent house and, like, a wife, maybe. Maybe a third wife, I don't know.
That's probably the perspective I'm coming, the perspective I'm coming through with, like, my whole I never want kids thing. The whole reason I probably say I don't want kids is just that...
You don't
like,
want it now.
I have... Yeah, basically. Like, I have no idea what the hell I'm doing with myself. So, I need to figure out, like, where I stand on these own thing, on, like, morals and principles and just how to exist as a person in the real world before I try to teach any lessons to a child who may be looking up to me. I don't have that level of responsibility yet.
Kids suck.
I don't want, kids do suck.
Honestly.
What about, what do you think about someone whose, like, only goal is to get rich, basically? Do you think they're successful? Do you think that person is successful?
I think it's everyone's own standards. Like, for me, it's not just about the money. Like, I'm gonna keep saying it, kids and families and shit, that's fun. But, like, some people, like, you may not ever want a family. And, like, if you don't have a family, you have more time to focus on yourself and, like, being who you want to be. And, I mean, everyone wants money, so, like, I don't know, like, why. Striving to be rich isn't a bad thing, necessarily. But, I mean, if you don't have kids in the way, it's a lot easier.
What do you think... You say, like, I don't really, you said you don't really care about what someone's ultimate goal is in life, and, like, I would say that I agree with you, but it's also interesting to test the limits of this. Like, what would you say if someone's ultimate goal in life was to just sit down and be really good at video games, and they spent their 70 years on this planet trying to, like, beat level, like, 100 in Galaga, and then they beat it, and then they consider themselves a success in life?
Sucks for them.
Well,
no, I mean,
it's kind of a weird situation because you're like, should you feel happy for them? Because by their own metric, they're a success.
I mean, I've never like thought of that as being like normal or like satisfactory.
Exactly.
But like, if you want to like enjoy it, like, I mean, I won't understand it because I feel like that's a waste. But like, if you actually feel satisfied, then like, good for you.
I guess.
But I don't think anyone's, like, actually going to waste their entire life on Galaga.
You bring up the issue of actual satisfaction versus just, like, temporary satisfaction, because, I mean, basically what video games do, and that's what this whole
You spend your whole life, and then you realize you're not satisfied.
Yeah. They basically just, they're like, a temporary placeholder for, like, fulfillment.
How can anyone, like, play video games nonstop for,
exactly.
70 years?
I mean... I get bored now after just, like, a couple
an
hours.
Hour, yeah.
Yeah, and I will probably continue to get bored in increasingly small amounts of time, so... Mm-hmm. It's just, like, of course it'll always be fun, but I just don't think that you can derive any meaning. Like, you won't feel like your life an important meaning.
Yeah, but, like, who's to say also? Because, like, it's, like, not our lives... And I think that's, like, an absurd, like, life goal. But, like, if you're happy, you're happy. Good for you. I'm gonna go do my own thing and have fun, I guess. You know?
One of my friends... Sorry to interrupt you, but one of my friends has always said that, like, his ultimate goal, basically, is just to be remembered. Like, he wants to do something, and he doesn't really care what... Like, he said... So he said if he cures cancer...
So if he kills, like, a bunch of people, like, he's fine being remembered as, like, Hitler?
That's one of the things that's interesting to talk about with this discussion. But he also said, like, if he cures cancer, he doesn't want to do it because it's, like, it's a good thing or he does good for other people. He just wants to do it because, like, he'll be remembered forever in, like, as the person who cured cancer for all of humankind. I mean, I don't want to impede... Like I said, you want to say something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'm a dick, but I don't, like... I don't fuck with that, because, like... like, I mean, if I was, like, known, like, for, like, doing something great, that'd be sick. But, like, I wouldn't... If you're only, like, curing cancer just to get, like, the wealth like, and you don't even care about, like, the lives that you save, mm-hmm. like, I mean, like, thanks for saving all those lives, but, like that's just kind of upsetting. Like,
it wasn't...
Like, someone who doesn't give a shit and still, mm-hmm. like, I mean, I guess, like, thank you for your contribution, but, like, to realize that you could not have gave a mm-hmm. fuck if you, like, cured cancer or not.
The whole...
And saved all those lives.
It wasn't really, like, about the wealth, really. It was just, like...
The being famous.
The weird part to me is specifically the emphasis on, like, after I die, I want to be remembered. Because I personally don't see any value in being, like, remembered after you die. And I don't mean, like... I don't mean that in a way, like, I would be perfectly content and happy if I was a completely unknown person and nobody knew me, like, just I was lonely for the rest of my life.
Ooh, that's...
But basically, if I had, like you said, in the standard example, if I had, like, a big family and, like, I loved them all and we had great experiences together and everything and we had enough money to get by and I died surrounded by all of my loved ones in a peaceful rest, then if as soon as I died, basically, everyone just forgot about my existence, I don't think I would care, because I'm dead. Like, what do I care about what they think of me after I die? Yeah. I can't affect anything.
I know. I mean, I feel you, but, like, I understand why someone would want to be remembered,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I would, if you're, like, if you want to be remembered, I mean, I would like to be remembered, but, like, I don't really give a shit. But, like, I just feel like you shouldn't be doing something for, like, the legacy versus the actual, like, outcome of what you've done. Like, if you're, like, just gonna, like, become, like a Hitler because, uh-huh. like, you want to be, like, you want to be, like, mm-hmm. known all over. I mean, I don't think anyone would do that, but, like,
the logical end of that argument basically is like this is yeah if you want to be remembered for something that you did, the easiest way to do that is basically just do something horrible. So if you don't care about what the end result is, then just do something horrible.
But I know that when boom. Your friend said that, he obviously he
wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm gonna kill people.
Like, I would love to be like, no, and I'm already going through my midlife crisis, you know? Like, I'd like... I'm
okay, already... quarter-life crisis.
Like, only, like, 6 people know who I am, uh-huh. so, you know? But, like, I don't know. It's good to be known, but, like, if I succeed in having a family
mm-hmm.
and, like, a semi-successful life, then I'm content. I mean, it sucks that, like, I wasn't, like, as cool as I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm, like, honored that, like, I even had a family to begin with. Or, like, I had anyone, even, like, if it was just, like, my mom who, like, knew me or, like, just, like, my dog or something, I'd still, like, feel like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worthless.
As,
but also, you're dead, so who gives a fuck?
As someone, you are someone who just started working, I forget how many months ago, like,
I started in September.
Four or five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I didn't just start working, but yeah.
Yeah.
I had a summer job.
Yeah, okay. How important would you say to your overall fulfillment in life would be, like, enjoying the work that you do? Like, do you think your dad... You said your dad is an example of someone who's happy. How much do you think, like, he enjoys the work that he does versus how much he's just basically living to enjoy the experiences that his work enables him to experience outside of that work?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what my dad wanted to be when he grew up. I doubt he wanted to be, like... an HVAC guy when he was, like, 9. But, like, I think I know my dad, like, he is proud of, like, his work and stuff, and, like, he's, like, a very, like, sociable guy.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't shut the hell up. And, like, I know he's proud of his work, and, like, I mean, if you gave him, like, $2 billion, I'm pretty sure he'd quit his job and be like, fuck it, I don't give a shit about my work anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, anyone would, really. I think he gets fulfillment from his work because he's like friends with his workers mm-hmm. and stuff, and like he's made a life of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think, I mean, I understand he got into it for like to be able to like provide for his family. Like, that's why anyone gets a job, to provide for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe my dad like enjoys his life. his job work. I mean, if that, I don't even know what you were asking, but like,
but, I mean,
I hope my dad's happy.
I guess, basically, if you were given like $2 billion, for example, and you had you're your dad's age, and you have a job, I don't really. For the example, I don't think it really matters what job it is, but would you quit your job, your like full-time career, if you got $2 billion and you could support your family for the rest of your life? Like, do you think you would be able to occupy your time wisely and fulfillingly
That's what I was thinking about. Like, honestly, right now, like, I really hate working, but I do it for the money, because, mm-hmm. like, who wants to actually work at a Dunkin' Donuts? But, like, I mean, if I'm, let's say I'm, I don't even know what I want to do, but let's say uh-huh. I'm fulfilled in my career, I'm good at it,
uh-huh.
and I have a family. If I quit my job, like, honestly, depending on how my life's going,
uh-huh.
I might just, like, stay there just to, like, because one, like, if I'm good in my field,
mm-hmm.
people want me,
mm-hmm.
and if it's something I'm passionate about, yeah. like, who's fucking passionate about, like, selling mattresses, really?
Yeah. Like, I think, like, retail salespeople and people yeah. who work in food service, like, the basically the two main teenage industries, I guess.
Uh-huh.
People in those industries would probably quit their jobs if they received, like, basically a lottery sum of money. But, like, people who are in career positions, I just, even if they originally didn't start out liking it, I think a lot of them just find reason to, like, they find fulfillment in it somehow. Like, if they didn't do or it, they would blow be their like, brains out. Yeah. They would just be bored.
They blow their brains out, yeah. Like, and, like, also, like, I don't know. If, like, if me or my dad, we won the lottery,
uh-huh.
we'd quit our job, and, like you said, what would we do with our time? Like, spend time with the family? No way. You know?
Like, there's only so much time you can spend with
like,
the family.
I mean, but
that
like,
gets boring.
I don't even know what my passions are, but, like, mm-hmm. if I had $2 billion, I would spend my time, like, opening up, like, my own store or something, like, doing, like, fun stuff.
That actually sounds
like,
good.
Like, making a hobby, but, like, I don't know what my dad's hobby. My dad likes golf, and, like, I'm a bad son. He likes golf.
It's okay. My dad makes
me
play golf.
He loves sports and stuff. Like, I mean, if my dad could buy, like, a franchise in, like, in the NFL, he would fucking quit his job in an instant.
What?
If you could find something you love, I mean, he mm-hmm. loves HVAC, but, like, who's, like, really gonna, like, sacrifice, like, their ultimate goal
mm-hmm.
for, like, the thing that they've made it work in? If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, if I had my own store selling products that I was, like, interested in, like, if I was selling, like, computers, or if I was selling, like, books or something, and to anybody that knows me, I am actually interested in books despite not reading them outside of school anymore, because I'm just too tired to do that. But if I, like, I owned my own personal bookstore, if I owned my own personal computer store, and it was profitable enough for me to, like, live well enough within my means, like, I think I would be content just doing that for my entire life.
Even with the $2 billion?
I think if I had $2 billion, I would start a store like that.
Yeah, that's, like, I don't even know what I'd want to do, but, like, I don't know, like, buy a franchise and just do stuff, or, like, invest in, like, my children's college funds, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know what, like, because
I don't know, I've never seen that much money in my life.
If I got $2 billion, basically, I mean, I wouldn't even do something as large as, like, invest into an NFL franchise.
Honestly, I'm like a cheat. I wouldn't even spend it, probably.
You would just keep it for your children?
I would just, like, hold it and, like, just, like, look at it all day.
Just look at the number in your savings account, $2 billion.
But I feel like, also, I mean, I was raised, like, I don't want to get into, like,
life
lessons. Like, I was raised to, like, I don't really do anything, like, important, so I don't, like, have pride. My dad's always like, you should have pride in your work, which I agree, but I don't know what I want to do. But, like, if I'm working builds character, like, mm-hmm. I know that. Like, if I were to quit my job and become a billionaire, I would fear that I would, like, lose, like, all my character, because, like, what is it, like, if I'm letting everything be done for me?
Like, as if the only reason that you're building character to begin with,
like,
is because you need character to be able to get a job,
mm-hmm.
and
like a job is a means to an end to get money. So if you already have the money, then what is the point of building a character?
Yeah, and I don't even think like working for a character like even means like money. Like when I complain about like raking leaves or like building something with my dad or like cutting wood or something, I don't know. Like it's like I think that's like a very like building character kind of thing. And like when I wanted money this time, like when I needed money, like my parents had made me get a job, which I thought sucked. But now I have like a, I have a decent work ethic.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, probably not because I like work at Dunkin' Donuts and I don't really do anything that often. But like, I mowed lawns over the summer. That was like kind of physical.
I think getting a job.
I'd feel I'd lose my sanity if like I'd like just like had everything done for me. I don't think I could live the rich life, really.
What I was going to say before, I was so incredibly rudely interrupted.
Calm down.
I mean, it's the most obvious statement ever, but I think working does build work ethic, because the example that I have is during the cross-country season, some of my days would basically just be, like, go to school, go to cross-country, that's, like, 15 to 30 minutes after school, so I basically don't have time to do that much besides, like, get ready and talk to a couple people on the team. And then some days I would have work, like, right after cross-country. So it would end at, like, 4:30, and I would have work at, like, 5:30. So I would just have to go home, shower, and go to work. And then I would be working until close, which is, like, 10. And so I would basically get home at, like, 10:20 and then start my homework. But I think that because I actually had to do my homework when I got home, or else I would never do it, and I just, like, my grades would drop, I think that, like, built my work ethic, because now I can just be like, well, I need to get this done right now, and so I'm just going to do it. And it even extends to stuff that I don't need to do right now. So, like, if... I guess the classic example is, like, studying for a test. Like, when your teacher tells you, study tonight, how often do you really study for the test?
Never.
Yeah, in my case, it's like... Like, very, very rarely.
Yeah.
But, like, if I really feel like I need to, like, understand something, I feel like because of my busy schedule, it has basically taught me that, like, just do it right now so you won't have to do it later, because you don't know what you're going to have in the future. So just study right now so that you actually know the information and you'll have it.
And also, yeah, and also on top of that, I feel like work... I don't even know how we got into talking about work, but, like, I feel like work also helps you manage your time better, because, like, when I know, like, I'm working till close tonight, like, oh, I'm not going to have time to do my homework, I have to manage what I have to do, and, like, even, like, in work, like, whatever you do, like, you have to, like, be wise at it, and I feel like that's a good quality. I mean, it is a good quality, because, like, you know how to, like, how, when you should do this, when you should do that, and, like... You're like, and I work brings motivation. Like, even though, like, my job isn't important, I'm still, like, motivated to, like, make a coffee. Like, I have to make a coffee.
And you have, like, an incentive to make a coffee.
We have, like, timers at work for how long they're at the window. So, yeah. Like, I have a timer. I have motivation, kind of.
It's, what was I even going to say? I don't know, man.
I don't know. I cut you off. Something about work.
But
how you my get job, home, you get home late?
I think I get fulfillment from my job. Like, my job is pretty easy, and I don't know if, like, I basically doubt that if I had this job for the rest of my life, working at Home Goods, rearranging stuff on the shelves, carrying stuff out, blah, 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 whatever. I doubt that if I had that job for the rest of my life, I would feel fulfilled. But I doubt even harder that I would feel fulfilled if... For the rest of my life, I just had no schedule from day to day. And, like, basically, I would just be able to wake up whenever I wanted, do whatever I wanted, and then go to sleep whenever I wanted. Because I know what that feels like. I didn't even know I was going to connect this, but now I'm just thinking of the summers I spent when I was, like, probably 12 and 13.
Yeah.
When I didn't have a job.
But you were like...
And it was before I met, like, the people who are my main friends right now, and we started hanging out outside of school. It was mainly just I had school friends. So, basically, I would just... The entire summer, besides maybe, like, going on vacation to somewhere with my parents, I would just get up at, like, 11 at the earliest, I would just get on my computer and, like, play video games or go on Reddit for almost the entire day, and then I would just go back to sleep. And, you think that that's... Because that's what you do during the weekend, you think that that's fulfilling and relaxing for a while.
It's not.
I'll tell you, during the weekend, the reason it's so fulfilling is because you basically, you just worked decently hard. I don't know how hard, but you had a long week
of school.
Yeah, you just had 5 days of work. You just had a work week. Yeah. And you feel relieved to get off of that. And so, Saturday, basically, you're like, okay, this is me decompressing from the work week. And then on Sunday, you're like, okay, starting on tomorrow, I'm going to have to do 5 more days of work. So this is my day to just get used to the fact that I have 5 more days of work ahead of me, basically. So I have this day to relax, and then tomorrow I'm just going to have to work and deal with it. But I'll just enjoy today and mentally prepare myself for it. Mm-hmm. And over the weekend, doing that is perfectly fine because you're always thinking about, this is the work that I have to do next over the work week. Mm-hmm. But when it's the summer, and then 2 days turns into 3 days, and then 3 days turns into a week, and then an entire month in a row of doing almost nothing with your time, it just becomes like, even though the obstacles set by school are kind of arbitrary, and you're just, mm-hmm. like, doing them because that's what the country or the state or the town says is necessary to be on the curriculum, it still feels more fulfilling to carry out these, like, almost pointless, because you're probably not going to remember most of it, tasks, than just do nothing all day and just give yourself that steady stream of dopamine, because you're just going to, like, you're going to burn out on it eventually.
Yeah, kind of like what you're saying, but on, like, a bigger scale. Like, we're teens, so, like, mm-hmm. we need, like, Saturdays to just chill. But, like, I was saying, like, in the future, like, even if I strike it rich, like, I feel like I wouldn't be fulfilled if I'm just spending every day just, like, doing nothing. Like, yeah, I'm rich, I can, like, go mm-hmm. to, like, anywhere I want and just, like, do random shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, I kind of feel like sometimes I need to be doing something. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's, like, sometimes I just, like, do, like, weird, like, math problems because I'm bored. And, like sometimes I, like, just start cleaning up around the house even though when it's not necessary, or, like, I'm already clean, like, 6 times.
Because
I get bored, and, like, I couldn't handle just, like, not working. Working, it's a pain in the ass, and I complain every time I work. But, like, I know, like, if I didn't have that, I'd, like, be so, like, dead.
It's a weird cycle, because I always think, like, having my schedule is so, like, boring and annoying. Like, I always have school, and then I always have track, and then I always need to go do my homework, and it's just, like, so boring, and I never get to, like, just chill in my room and do nothing. But I just imagine that if this is the reason that I'm actually just hesitant to skip track practices, even on, like, half days and, like, midterm days that we go home at, like, 9 a.m., is because if I don't go to the practice, I'm basically just admitting to myself, like, the schedule is a lie, and you don't actually need to abide by the schedule. You can just do whatever you want. Yeah. And so, like, if I'm, like, I feel like if I disobey the schedule, then I'm basically just gonna be, like, okay, well, I'll just do whatever I want, and then I'm just gonna go in a spiral back again where I just do nothing forever. Like, I need to keep myself on top of something.
And yeah.
Or it just turns into...
if it's not working to fill my time, it's, like, hobbies. Like, I mean, how much do I really love, like, running, like, laps and, mm-hmm. like, running a mile? But, like, it's something to, like, fulfill my time and to, like, mm-hmm. meet new people and, like... I mean, like, when I get home from school, like, I'm usually, like, just do nothing for, like, 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Like, I do homework, and then, like, I just, like, watch TV or, like, pace back and forth for, like, an hour mm-hmm. and, like, cry. Like, but, like, I feel like after school, like, curriculums, or even just, like, going out, like, with people, like, after school or after work.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's a big relief because, like, I always want to be, like, moving. Like, I hate taking, like, naps and, like, just, like... I can never sit down. Like, even, not even just, like, as, like, not even, like, taking a break from work. Just, like, even, like, taking, like, a half-hour break from, like, life. I can't, like, just sit down for, like, a half hour and watch a movie or anything because I get really antsy.
I feel terrible that I can't watch a movie effectively. Like, I just... I think my attention span is just screwed up for some reason because
whenever those dang iPhones.
Yeah, the dang internet, man. It's gotten in my brain because whenever I go down to just watch a movie for 2 hours, I will always like pay attention to the beginning, and then if it's not like a really good movie or a really bad movie, then I would just get like bored with it, and I'll just like start playing on my phone because my phone's always in my pocket. So,
and then you look up, like, what the hell's going on right now?
Yeah, exactly. I would say a good portion of my movie experiences at this point are basically, like, I watch a full movie, like, with my parents, and then I didn't pay attention for a lot of it, and then afterwards I go upstairs and I look up the plot summary on Wikipedia so I can talk about it if they ask me questions about it.
That's sad.
Yeah. But,
yeah, you do.
How did we get onto
this? You do you, man.
Jesus.
Like, this is kind of something like life.
Please, I don't want to talk about movies or film stuff anymore.
Like, but I mean,
it's depressing.
I know, like, we were talking about like being fulfilled and like what you want, like your how you want to like be when you die, kinda.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this relates because like, as a person, like I couldn't just like. Sit around and do nothing. Like, even if it's watching a movie, like, everyone needs time to chillax.
Uh-huh.
But, like, and I do too. Sometimes I just want to, like, lay down. But, like, I can't, like, I don't know. I can't, like, exist. I need to be doing something, kind of.
And,
like, that's kind of, like, my future. Like, sorry. And, like, if I want to be a parent, like, I know parents, like, a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'd be, like, bored if I didn't have to, like, watch kids all day and, like, stuff. If that makes sense, I don't know.
Yeah, can anybody just, like, exist? Like, when you say that, are you just talking about, like, sitting on the couch and staring at the wall or something?
Yeah, or just, like... Or, like, sometimes, like, when I go out with, like, you and, like, friends and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, like, if we see a movie or something, I'll just, like, zone out and be like, I really want to, like, run. Or, like, I really want to ride my bike or, like, go play, like, basketball. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a physical activity. Sometimes I just don't want to, like, do anything.
That's
I'm doing. If that, I don't even know if that relates, but like, I feel like those small things contribute to like me as a whole. Like, I need to be doing something, like physical, kind of.
That's why, like, over the past summer, I was actually excited to like get prepared for the cross country season because I had an actual schedule, like an actual training schedule, and I was basically it was like July 1st or something. I was like 3 days into the training schedule and I had kept up every single day and I was feeling good and I was like, all right, I feel motivated. I'm doing something every day, which basically means I feel productive and happy and fulfilled. So good job. And then on July 1st, I sprained my right ankle I couldn't run for the entire rest of the summer.
I'm sorry.
And I had to like stay. It was like, because I was like, finally, I can finally do something this summer. I'm finally motivated enough to pick myself up and actually do something with myself. But when that finally happened, I just had to stay inside and heal for like months. Mm-hmm. And it was just infuriating. It was disappointing.
That's like the exact perfect word, productive. I have to be productive. And like, if you ask like my parents or siblings, like they'll just say like I sit up in my room and just like watch Netflix or like YouTube, which is true, but like, if they, like, come into my room, they'd see, like, I'm looking away from my computer while, like, cleaning my desk or, like, reading, like, an article or something while listening to, like, a stand-up comic or something, doing, like, a special. And, like, they say I'm lazy. Like, I never go out and play basketball, but also it's fucking winter and, like, I can't go, like, play basketball in New England.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm not the best man to be saying, like, laziness is evil, because I'm, like, lazy as hell.
I'm lazy as hell.
But, like, I want to be productive, and, like, most of the time I am, even if it's just small things.
And I even want to be productive when I'm on my computer or on my phone. Like, yeah. When I'm on my computer or on my phone, I just have, like, the driving force to be like, hey, I've listened to this song, like, a million times before. I should be productive, in quotes, and, like, listen to something new so that I can...
That's exactly it.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm somehow being productive to, like my knowledge about music or something, or my...
I get stuck in loops for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. So, if I'm watching a new show, or if I'm listening to new music, or if I'm reading an article, like a news article, then I'm being productive. But if I'm watching, like, The Office for, like, the fourth, fifth time, or if I'm just listening to the same music that I listened to, like, 2 years ago, then I just feel like, this isn't me being productive, this is just, like, if I do it for too long, it just feels gross.
Yes, that's exactly, like, I always get, like, randomly stuck in, like, a loop where I listen to, like, Kanye West for, like, a month straight, and, like, I'm, like, I love these artists, but, like, I need to change, or else I feel disgusting.
It's weird that I will often pick myself up out of one hole and then plop myself down into another, because I'll be super focused on, like, one band, for example, and then I'll just be like, okay, I'm finally bored of this band. I think I've gone through the entire discography, and I'm just, like, I have nothing new that I want to discover about them. So, alright, I guess it's time to discover something new and be productive. And then I look up new stuff, I listen to new stuff, and then eventually I settle on a new band that I can get obsessed with and go through their entire discography, and the entire cycle happens again where I'm just like, oh yeah, like, oh, I'll just get stuck in the cycle again. But it's just, they're all cycles, they're just different cycle. They're the same type of cycle, they're just different cycles themselves specifically, basically. That's the best way I can put it.
I feel it. And it's not even, like, music-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, you were saying, like, when I'm on my laptop, I just need to be productive. Like, sometimes I was going to random, like, tangents where I have to, like, drop everything. Like, if I'm in the middle of, like, an essay, I have to drop everything and just, like, organize my entire computer, like, alphabetically. Which is, like, weird. And then, like, I let things get messy again. Or, like, sometimes I'm bored, so I'll just, like, type up, like, a random screenplay or something. Like, one time I just wrote, like, a script for something, and then I deleted it because I got, like, tired. I don't even... It's just weird stuff.
Like, yeah. I mean, I get what you're talking about. Like, when I feel like that, I usually just open, like, Photoshop or something and try to screw around with it.
Yeah, or, like, I do something, or, like, I just, yeah, mess around and just do something creative.
I mean... I can trick myself into thinking that watching YouTube videos even is, like, a productive, not creative necessarily, but, like, a productive thing, because there are all those educational channels on YouTube, and, like, if you just, like, everyone knows Vsauce, so, like, I remember, like, it was legitimately, like, I think 6 years ago that I found Vsauce. And, like, I was just, like, immediately, like, oh, yeah,
this is Don't mention this Vsauce my shit. In this house, please.
Immediately, I was like, yep, this is my shit, this is what I'm gonna do. And I watched, like, all the videos. But because they're, like, educational videos, I can basically trick my conscious brain into thinking that, oh, yeah, watching, like, 5 Vsauce videos in a row is actually something productive, when basically it's just as productive as watching The Office.
Yeah, me too. Like, I'll just, like, sit on my computer for, like, an hour and just watch, like, complex news videos, and I'm like, this is productive, because I'm learning about Kim and Kanye's marriage, you know? And, like, it's really not, but, like, I'm just learning, like, random new things. Like, oh, like, Jay-Z's dropping a new album soon.
Any new information that comes into your head, you can justify just like, basically as, oh, yeah, that's productive because now I have more knowledge about the world. Like, really, you should be. There are obviously levels of productivity.
I know things you'd never know. Complex and genius have taught me well. But, yeah, so how does this relate to, like, happiness? I don't even know.
The fact that, I guess, you can't be happy or fulfilled just by trying to trick yourself into watching YouTube or Netflix or playing on your phone for forever. You'll eventually notice. It took me like three different summers over the course of a couple years when I was like a tweenager, basically, to notice that like this just
doesn't feel right. Like, I can't keep doing this to myself. And then I did, like, I started hanging out with friends, and I started, like, running over the summer a little bit, and I was finally like, okay, I can feel happy that I'm doing something productive, but...
You know, yeah. I feel like if I want to be, like, athletic over the summer, I never had anyone to do it with, so I always, like, stop myself, and, like, I always, like, I always want to play basketball, and I have little sisters who are, like, semi-athletic, but, like, it's not much competition.
But when you crush them in basketball.
It's not much competition when I'm, like, 4 feet taller than them, and, like, like, if I flick them, they'll cry.
That's why I like just running so much. Like, when it's the summer, and I can just listen to whatever the hell music that I want. Basically, when I'm running, I can also justify listening to whatever music that I've already listened to that I want, because I'm already doing something productive by running. So when I'm running, like, I'm doing something by myself, and I don't have to justify it to anyone else, but I'm still being productive. So that's why, I don't know, I guess that's why I think, like, that part of my athleticism is, like,
honestly
fulfilling. I don't even know what to talk about anymore.
Yeah,
and
running sucks. I hate running. I can't run alone. It's like,
you,
I don't know why.
I love to run alone, man. The longest I ever ran was alone, listening to one song.
I tried, but then, like, I just, like, got really, like, confused, because I started, like, running, and, like, I ran into traffic by accident, and I got really, like, scared, so I was like, fuck this.
Don't you ever allow,
like,
yourself
was,
to just...
It was, like, a bunch of middle-aged, like, women, like, running with me, and I was like, no.
Don't you ever let yourself just get, like, lost in your head? Like,
I
when,
want to, but
I
feel like
I went on the best run, and the longest run I ever went on, hashtag humblebrag. I ran, like, thank you for giving me the middle finger, Dave.
Yeah.
I
Connor
went on, like,
is incompetent, okay?
I went on, like, a 7 mile run, and I was listening to this one song called Long Season, and I just allowed myself to just get, like, caught up in the music and my own thoughts and, like, the scenery, and it was like, beautiful, and that was, like, cathartic and fulfilling, basically.
I feel like my music isn't good for running, because my music is just, like, yelling and, like, swearing.
I mean, you can run to whatever the hell
I know,
you want,
but,
I've,
like,
discovered.
You know.
It doesn't have to be energetic.
I know,
like,
but, like, I feel, I would love to, like, feel that, like, something, like, calm and, like, just, like, let my mind go. Like, my music's great, like, that's why I listen to it, because I love it. And, like, not all my music is just, like, hard screaming.
That's, yeah. That's why I'm glad I listen,
I mean,
to, like,
you know what I listen to.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. That's why I'm glad I can listen to, like, multiple kinds. Not that I'm saying you can't listen to multiple kinds
of
music.
I only know, like, two genres.
But I am glad that I can listen to multiple kinds of music, because I listened to, like, the new Death Grips EP that came out, like, a year or something ago, and I liked it, and that's, like, screamy, violent, crazy music.
I hate that music. I've tried it. I just
really,
can't. I can't.
And I like Frank.
No offense, I just
yeah. I like Frank Ocean and, like, I don't know, like, R&B, that kind of thing. And I like Kanye. I don't listen to Kanye that much, but I like him. And of course I like my indie stuff, which I'm not even trying to talk about, because
should I be ashamed to tell you that I know, like, every Kanye lyric? I don't know.
I don't think so. It's impossible to argue that Kanye is, like, I couldn't argue that he was bad. He's good. Like, so I don't think you should be ashamed that you feel inspired or fulfilled by a good artist. But anyway, getting back to the topic at hand.
How do you want to die? What do you want to be when you die, I mean?
What do I want to be when I die?
Like, what do you want, like, to have accomplished or just, like, be? I know we already...
Do you have a bucket list?
A bucket list?
Yeah. I'm, like, 99% sure neither of us have, like, a formalized bucket list.
I have no fucking clue what I'm gonna do in my
if
life.
If you had...
A bucket list? I wanna do thrill stuff, like jumping out of plane, doing some shit.
Let's do this. Let's finish this up. Come up... a bucket list, not like a full bucket list, but if you had to do, like, a couple things died.
I've written bucket lists, but, like, it's not like I can enforce them because I'm, like, a teen. I want to skydive. I want to go skiing. I know that's not really, like, crazy.
You've never been skiing before?
No. I know it's not, like, crazy or anything, but I want to do it. I want to, what do you call it? I want to, like, Just throw stuff. I want to, like...
You want to throw stuff?
Throw stuff, yeah. I can't really think of anything, but I want to, like, drive up a ramp or something. I don't even know. I had a bucket list. I just don't know what I wrote.
Like, drive really fast somewhere?
A lot of adrenaline-based things, like crazy stuff.
Uh-huh.
I love energy. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of like...
When I die, I wanna have my own shoe industry done.
Shoe industry?
Yeah, sneakers and shit.
What would be fulfilling are your own shoe industry? The fact that your own creativity is, like, yeah, inspiring other people?
I mean, I've never tried designing clothes because I don't even know where to start and I don't have money. But, like, I like to imagine that, like, I see what I think I want to make, and, like, fashion is pretty mm-hmm. sick. I'd say I'm a fashion mogul.
So would you say, like, I don't know if this is a stretch or not.
I want to die with three kids, a wife, two dogs, and my own shoe industry.
I don't know if this is a stretch or not based on what you're saying, but are you basically saying that you want to die, like, having interesting experiences and being able to lighten up the lives of the people that you love by sharing those experiences?
Yeah, what he said.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, shoes is very specific. I don't even know why I said shoes. Shoes are sick. I just like clothes in general.
What? Now I'm trying to think of what I would do. Like, you're saying all the... I already talked about my computer/bookstore. I don't know. Yeah, if I... The whole idea of, like, just have... The romantic idea of just, like, you have, like, a family and you're, like, an old man, like, surrounded by the fireplace.
I want to die when I'm 50.
You want to die when you're 50?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't want to, like, get old.
I want to get old to an extent, but I would be totally okay with dying when I was, like, 70, I think. Like, I don't want to become, like, Alzheimer's.
I want to die when my kids get out of college. I mean, when my kids go to college. Like, when they're out of the house. Then I'll be good.
For some people, that would be, like, 40.
True. Yeah, but, like, a few years to just have fun, like, do shit.
I don't know. I feel like, as long as I... What do you think about retirement? Because basically, we were talking for so long about how jobs are, like, fulfilling. Do you think you're going to be able to keep your life fulfilling when you're retired?
Well, hopefully, like...
Do you think that work will be hard enough that retirement being an extended weekend until you die will be satisfying enough of a life to live?
Well, it depends on, like... If I have, like, Alzheimer's, like, I'll just be, like, be miserable.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if I'm, like, a decent-shaped old man, then, like, I'll have fun with it and, like, do hobbies and stuff. But if I have to, like, live in a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
so be it.
Despite the fact that I say right now I don't want to have any kids, I always do want to have people that, like, I share my experiences with, like, friends or relationships or even the family that I already have, even if I feel like I don't need to expand it. Like, I want to share my experiences with them and, like, make myself happy by making them happy by making myself happy, basically.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like what can we sum it up as?
I don't know.
Have interesting experiences.
I want to, like,
share them. Yeah. And then die before
I want to, like, die, but, like, make my kids go on, like, a scavenger hunt for their, like, for, like, their inheritance.
Like, the 39 clues?
Yeah, like, go back to where your mother and I met, and you'll find the secret clue. Oh, and then it'll rhyme.
That would be rad.
Alright, last thing.
I always want to do stuff like that, but, like...
I feel like my kids would be, like, annoyed.
I always think about doing stuff like that, but I'm... It goes back to the whole thing, like, you're dead, so, like... I would write out everything. What if
they can't find it?
No. I would write out everything, and then I would never know whether or not they actually found it, or if it was fun or not. I would just know that I left this, like,
task for them to do. And they'd be so pissed at you, and, like...
Yeah, exactly.
All right, last thing. How do you want to die?
How do I want...
I've thought about this all along. No, I thought about what would you like to be when you die.
Okay.
But no, how do you want to, like, actually go out?
A lot of people say peacefully in your sleep, but I think deal with peacefully in your sleep is that you wake up and have a heart attack and then you die. So I don't want that to happen. If I could just get shot by a stray bullet, like, when I'm at the country club, when I'm, like, 72 years old, I would be okay with that. Like, just, like, there's some guy hunting, like, 500,000 miles away, and he just shot a sniper rifle at a 45-degree angle, And then
that's immediately oddly specific.
I don't care.
You've thought about this before. So,
just basically someone, just make it someone so that they don't have any guilt or any proof about it was actually them who killed me. Just like somebody who's so far away that they would have no idea. I just want it to be instantaneous.
I want to frame my wife for my murder.
if it was possible to have just a small meteorite go through my head, I would be okay with that.
I want to, like, after I'm all happy and stuff, uh-huh. I want to die, like, skydiving, but my parachute doesn't work. I mean,
what? People think that that's horrible and terrifying.
Because, like, the thrill of, like, you're falling and you're like, wow, this is, like, I'd come to peace with it. And you just splat and you're good, you know? I think it'd be fun because, like, skydiving seems fun. And, like, my parachute just doesn't work and, like, I have to come to peace and like I get to like just like do random shit in the air, like masturbate in the air or something. I don't know.
I mean I think you're romanticizing the idea of skydiving because like while you're in the air, like of course it like when you're in the air, skydiving sounds like it's awesome and fun and great. But like just imagine slowly getting closer to the ground. No, like not even slowly, but like you rapidly approach the ground.
I'll put VR
and then like
on.
And then like you pass a bird and then like you pass a tree and then you pass the top of your house and then you're dead.
I don't know. I feel like the thrill. I mean, maybe if I've gone skydiving before in my life, mm-hmm. I don't need to do it again because I've already done that. But that's what I've always thought about. And if not that, then I want to die. I want to frame someone for, like, my murder. I want to, like, hire a hitman, I'll go out to lunch with, like, an old high school friend, mm-hmm. and then, like you, probably.
Of course.
And then, like, get, like, assassinated and frame you.
Do you have...
You'll be, like, my last known person.
Do you have, like, an argument for why you want to frame someone after you die? Because I just can't see the reason. I'll already be dead, so I don't know what happens.
To test our justice system.
But you don't know whether or not it's... you don't know the results of the test.
That's the fun
is it. Like, is it, like, you're doing, like, a civic duty, basically? You're like, all right, let's see if this works.
I'd frame, like, a pedophile or something, so, like... Like, you get two people, it's so like, he's already...
Two birds,
like,
one stone,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, they already deserve to die, in my opinion. I mean, if you're a pedophile, fuck off.
If you're a pedophile and you fucking molest or touch a child, then yeah, fuck off.
Connor's the only exception.
for pedophiles. Don't end it on that.
For pedophiles.
I'm not a pedophile.